brother. Oh, what's up?
This is a moving party, man. Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Good morning, Earl. Good to be back after a nice weekend of activity around here.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to my old compadre, Stu, on the line, and it was good to hear his voice.
Yeah, he'll be back Friday again to fill in for Matt. I didn't realize y'all were co-hosts. That's so fun.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I just knew he was around here. I didn't know y'all worked together.
For over 3 years, and did some really good things, but, you know, it's, you know, time passes on, and things change, and I'm more than happy with you now.
I'm honored.
So we just move forward. We march forward. And this, like I said, it was good to hear Stu's voice doing what he is really good at, radio. Stu has been in radio over 40 years. And so, you know, that's a part of his life that it means so much to him. And like you said, before it went off, we don't know what the future holds. And you know, if part of the future includes Stu Man, the newsman, back on these airwaves, so be it. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot to talk about today, as always. And I want to begin with this. What do you know about Texas?
I know everything is big down there. That's about it.
including the testicles of the people who are down there.
Oh my.
And also, you know, the gall. Those folk in Texas somehow believe that many of them that Texas is bigger than the United States, and that Texas should be its own nation. And it is constantly frustrating to hear what the people in Texas have to say, as if they are the United States government, you know. And I want to talk a little bit about the fact that there's conversations, there's referendums that are being pushed in Texas right now, that says from the Republican side of things, that they want the Republicans on the GOP side of things have pushed referendums saying that they want Texas to secede from the United States by 2023. Texas Republicans are pushing for a referendum to decide whether the state could secede from the U.S. I wonder how many of you would cry crocodile tears if the state of Texas somehow succeeds from this nation. If you look at the side of things that they are constantly on, it's always the wrong side of the issues, you know, when it comes to things that are important for all of us. The demand for Texans to be allowed to vote on the issue in 2023 was one of many measures adopted in the Texas GOP's party platform in last week's state convention. Under a section titled State Sovereignty, the platform states, pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right of local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment rights of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, and nullified. So in essence, what they are saying is, what is good for the other states of this nation are not good for Texas. And therefore, Texas has a right to separate itself from the United States government. Texas retains the right to secede from the United States, and the Texas legislature should be called upon to pass a referendum consistent thereto. So, if you've been following what's been going on in Texas, it is just a bigoted legislation that continues to push against people and deny people equal rights in Texas. There's been a withering assault on homosexuals, and you know what kind of people don't want a sex education taught in school? You know, sexual education in school has been taught nonstop in this nation for, I don't know, the last 60 years, well, 70 years, and that's been all right. You know, there are parents who don't know how and don't feel comfortable teaching their children about sex, and schools have done a more than decent job of teaching women about their bodies, girls about their bodies, boys about their bodies. And if parents can't do it, somebody has to do it. Teaching about various diseases and those kind of things. Why would somebody say none of that? We don't want that in our schools. That's not up to the schools to teach our children. When you look at all the different things that are going on right now, all the different diseases and all those kind of things, Sam, why would you not want that taught in school?
Ignorance. It's ignorance. Huh? They think that we're turning children gay or whatever it is. But honestly, as someone who went to private school, K through high school, I feel like I missed out a lot on that because, you know, even in that type of experience, I was taught mainly just abstinence and family planning and all of this. And, you know, that left me, you know, in a life where I had felt uncomfortable in my body for a long time and felt uncomfortable with like the idea of a relationship or the idea of, you know, like sex in general. It's not a bad thing. And yet we're trying to criminalize it.
Well, when you look at those folk in Texas on the right who clearly have a platform that describes homosexuality as an abnormal lifestyle choice, and that people who engage in that are somehow people who need to be separated from the rest of us so the rest of us don't catch the disease of homosexuality. And so we're teaching in Texas that all of these things need to be people need to be sheltered from those things. And so if the United States government won't do it, we'll do it in Texas because we are somehow bigger than the government. The new Texas GOP platform also states that the education system should focus on imparting essential academic knowledge, understanding why Texas and America are exceptional and have positively contributed to our world, and while doing so, also offer enrichment subjects that bless students' lives. Hey, you backwards thinking people in Texas, you know, you don't want the realities of life and the truths of life. You want people to live in a bubble and continue to not be able to do their own thinking. And so if it means you should succeed from the United States, good riddance. You know, we've got enough people who have those kinds of prejudices and in their lives and that they put out in a nation that's supposed to be free. You know, you guys talk about freedoms all the time. People should have freedoms to live their life any way they choose to. You can't constantly talk about the great Constitution and all the other things that you fight for and fight for rights of the individuals in this country, and then you turn around and say, well, except for homosexuals, except for LGBTQ, they don't have any rights. Because who says so? We say so. Who is we? A group of people who claim to represent the entire nation. And you don't. You represent, and you don't represent all of Texas. You represent a far right wing section of this nation that doesn't speak for everybody. You need to understand this. You live in Texas. There are things you can do in Texas, but all of us aren't going to follow what it is you talk about. That's you Texans. And I may add, a segment of those who live in Texas. The folk on the right don't control Texas totally. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What are your thoughts about Texas and folk on the right talking about seceding from the nation? Would you cry any crocodile tears over that? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.